Gallup CEO warns Joe Biden, 42 million migrants want entry to U.S. By Neil Munro on March 24, 2021. The CEO of Gallup posted a friendly warning for President Joe Biden. Roughly 42 million people south of Texas want to migrate into the United States. Jim Clifton, the chairman and CEO of the Gallup polling company, posted the warning March 24 as Biden struggles to deal with the migration wave unleashed by him and his pro-migration deputies. Here are questions every leader should be able to answer regardless of their politics. How many more people are coming to the southern border? And what is the plan? There are 33 countries in Latin America and the Caribbean. Roughly 450 million adults live in the region. Gallup asked them if they would like to move to another country permanently if they could. A whopping 27% said yes. This means roughly 120 million would like to migrate somewhere. Gallup then asked them where they would like to move. Of those who want to leave their country permanently, 35%, or 42 million, said they want to go to the United States. Seekers of citizenship or asylum are watching to determine exactly when and how is the best time to make their move. In addition to finding a solution for the thousands of migrants currently at the border, let's include the bigger, harder question: what about all of those who would like to come? What is the message to them? What is the 10-year plan? 330 million U.S. citizens are wondering. So are 42 million Latin Americans. The United States already has very high rates of legal and illegal migration. For example, roughly 4 million young Americans turn 18 each year and begin looking for jobs, careers, spouses, homes, and families. Yet, the federal government imports roughly 1 million legal immigrants per year, each of whom compete for the jobs and housing sought by Americans. The government also reinforces a churning labor force of roughly 3 million foreign workers, H-1Bs and H-2A workers, for example, in a wide variety of white-collar and blue-collar jobs. And the federal government also does little to deport the resident population of at least 8 million illegal workers who nudge down wages and nudge up housing prices. Unsurprisingly, many polls show that Americans deeply oppose large-scale migration, despite the establishment's insistence for over 60 years that their own country is a nation of immigrants. For example, 58% of likely voters want immigration to be cut down to 700,000 or 500,000 people a year, according to a survey of 1,250 likely voters conducted by Rasmussen Reports in mid-March. Just 15% want it raised above the current level of roughly 1 million. Current polls show that public opinion is moving against Biden. For example, 44% of independent voters say the immigration has gotten worse under Biden, according to a March 19 to 21 poll conducted by Politico and Morning Consult. Just 12% say it has gotten better, said the poll of 1994 registered voters. But there is room for a bigger shift against Biden. 29% of independents said immigration has stayed the same under Biden, likely because they do not follow or care about the issue. Those people may soon decide that immigration has gotten worse. The Morning Consult question also showed that 44% of people who somewhat approve of Biden's job performance say the immigration system has stayed the same since Biden was inaugurated. The stayed the same people may quickly shift into the gotten worse column once they see more migrants rush north to accept Biden's offers of likely asylum, work permits, housing, and citizenship. Even 28% of Democrats who strongly approve of Biden say the immigration system has stayed the same. Some of these may shift into the gotten worse column as more migrants appear at the border. For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad American opposition to legal migration, labor migration, and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, inter-Democrat, and solidarity-themed opposition to labor migration coexists with generally favorable personal feelings toward legal immigrants and toward immigration in theory, despite the media magnification of many skewed polls and articles still pushing the 1950s corporate nation of immigrants claim. The deep public opposition is built on the widespread recognition that migration moves money from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to real estate investors, and from the central states to the coastal states.